This is your Northwest Report for Tuesday, January 17th. I'm David Sparks, and according to the Bellingham Herald, seven dairy farms in Whatcom County have reached an agreement with Lummi Nation to keep their cows' manure out of Portage Bay and to compensate the tribe's shellfish harvesters for the loss of their ability to harvest because of fecal coliform pollution there. The bay is home to the tribe's commercial, ceremonial, and subsistence shellfish beds, where about 800 acres are now closed 6 months out of the year because of fecal pollution in the Nooksack River and streams that empty into it. Here is dairy farmer Rich Apple.
We've been meeting with the Lummi Nation for about a year and a half. We were talking on a broader scale of water negotiations that they wanted a settlement dealing with water rights, in-stream flows, a lot of these things that are kind of unsettled. And at that meeting, they informed us they were planning on suing several of our Whatcom County dairymen over the pollution in Portage Bay, which has closed the shellfish beds there.
And in other dairy news, which is less contentious, Reitkirk Dairy No. 2, owned and operated by John and Rhonda Reitkirk & Sons, was awarded Glanbia's highest honor, the 2016 Quality Patron of the Year, at Glanbia's annual Christmas Patron Luncheon and Awards Ceremony. This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.